Iraqis are celebrating the victory over Daesh in Mosul as the government is set to officially announce the full liberation of the city. This came after the army captured the strategic Old City neighborhood. An Iraqi commander says 14,500 Daesh terrorists have been killed since the start of the operation last year. Egyptian security forces say they have killed 14 suspected Daesh members after an attack in the rest of North Sinai region killed dozens of soldiers. Interior Ministry says the alleged terrorists were killed during a raid on a desert training camp in the eastern province of Ismailia. The World Health Organization has announced that nearly 300,000 people are suspected to have contracted cholera in an outbreak of the disease in war-torn Yemen. The organization also says in a tweet that more than 1,700 people have died from the epidemic in 22 governorates. Clashes have broken out between demonstrators and security forces as anti-corporate protests have continued into the night in the German city of Hamburg. Police are using water cannon to disperse the protesters. The demonstrations are still underway despite the G20 summit having come to an end. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has criticized the U.S. for sending weapons to Syrian Kurds, warning that Ankara will not stand idly by. Erdogan said Turkey would never allow a Kurdish state in Syria near its border. He was speaking at a news conference at the G20 summit in Hamburg. In the U.S. state of Virginia, scores of protesters have been detained during a counter-rally by opponents of the white supremacist group Ku Klux Klan. The KKK opponents were chanting slogans such as, "Racists, go home." Klan supporters were carrying placards and Confederate flags to show support for the extremist group. Wildfires are raging on in the U.S. state of California, fueled by high winds and bone-dry vegetation. Authorities ordered the evacuation of some 200 homes as the blaze has expanded to more than 2,400 hectares of land. The fire destroyed several homes and caused a number of minor injuries. In Venezuela, supporters of opposition leader Leopoldo López have celebrated his release from a military prison after 3 years. López has now been put under house arrest. Meanwhile, Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro backed the Supreme Court's decision, expressing hope that the move would lead to national reconciliation.